Our first lesson from the Word is the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed among all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly, thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth thy children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. And so he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flashing sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Amen. Now the Garden of Eden was a great and wonderful place. It was full of all kinds of animals and beautiful birds. It had four great rivers running through it. And it was also, as we heard today, full of trees bearing all kinds of fruits. And in the midst of this garden were two trees. There was the tree of life and also another tree which we heard about today, which was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this tree, the Lord had told Adam and Eve that they were not to eat of that. Now we might wonder why. What does that mean? Did it mean that the Lord did not want Adam and Eve to know what was good and what was evil? Now, of course, that couldn't be the case because the Lord himself taught Adam and Eve what was right and what was wrong, what was good and what was evil. But to understand what is meant by not eating of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we need to think about what happens when we eat some kind of fruit, whether it's an apple or a banana or an orange or any other kind of fruit. Of course, the first thing we do is we take a bite of it, and then we chew it, and then we swallow it, and it goes down into the tummy. And from there, it goes out to all parts of our body. In other words, this fruit becomes part of our body, part of us. And that is what is meant by eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That we don't know anything about good and evil, but when this becomes part of us, it means that now it is as if we know what is really good and evil. In other words, instead of listening to the Lord, what he teaches us in his word, then we begin to listen to ourselves. We begin to say, I really know better what is good or what is evil. Whatever I want, whatever I enjoy is good, and whatever gets in the way of getting what I want and doing what I enjoy, that is evil. Or in other words, we turn away from the Lord and listen to ourselves. That is what is really meant by eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that is what Adam and Eve did. They were led astray by the serpent. And we can be led astray the same way also when we listen to what the evil spirits want us to do. And as we do that, then it is we turn away from the Lord and turn to ourselves and listen to ourselves. And that is why Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden. But there was also something else in this story that we can think about. Namely, what happened when the Lord, after Adam and Eve had eaten of the fruit, and the Lord came to them, what did they do? Now, the first thing they did was that they went and hid themselves from the Lord. Now, of course, there's no way you can hide from the Lord. He knows where you are, no matter where you're trying to hide. And then after that, when the Lord asked them what they had done, and of course, the Lord knew very well what they had done, that they had eaten of this fruit, then what did they do? Well, Adam started blaming Eve and say it was really her fault. And Eve started blaming the serpent and saying it was really the serpent's fault. Well, in other words, both Adam and Eve were really saying, this was not really my fault. I didn't really do anything wrong. The serpent or Eve made me do it. In other words, what Adam and Eve didn't do was to admit that they had done something wrong. Or they tried to flee away from it, either hide it or just deny it, that it really was their fault. And now we don't know what would have happened, but say if Adam and Eve, instead of doing that, had turned to the Lord and admitted that they had done something wrong and asked for his forgiveness, What do you think the Lord would have done? Do you think the Lord then would have cast him out of the Garden of Eden? Well, we know that whenever we turn to the Lord, admit that we have done something wrong, and ask for his forgiveness, we will be forgiven by him. And there's no doubt that Adam and Eve would have been forgiven too if they had turned to the Lord that way, which they didn't. So these are things we should remember from this story. First of all, to be guided by the Lord, by the teachings of his word, and learn from him what is good and what is evil. And then also, whenever we do something wrong, whenever we fail, turn to him and admit it and ask for his forgiveness. And if we do that, then it is the Lord can guide us and lead us and lead us to his great Garden of Eden, which is his heavenly kingdom. Amen.